Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 2 weeks ago, I cited two Federal Reserve Bank reports that document how the U.S. government is inflating the money supply. The Fed's balance sheet had increased more than 60% in the past 30 weeks. The M2 definition of the money supply had about doubled since the end of the Great Recession. Inflation of the money supply almost always results in a falling value of that currency, which just about guarantees higher consumer prices. The rare exceptions are when the increase in the money supply is less than the increase in the output of goods and services, or where an increase in foreign demand more than absorbs the increase. An increase in the population does not automatically negate the effects of inflation of the money supply. Economist John Williams restates the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports using the previous agency methodology. For the change in consumer prices, he uses a BLS methodology from 30 years ago. In his analysis, consumer prices in America have increased annually from 7 to 12% each year since the end of the Great Recession. The greatest increase in consumer costs has been in taxes paid. That includes both direct taxes, such as income and sales taxes, and also the indirect taxes, such as those included in the price of gasoline, cigarettes, bread, and literally every product and service. As bad as this increase in consumer prices have been over the past decade, it will get much higher soon. By the end of 2020, the Fed projects that its balance sheet may balloon to 250% of where it was at the beginning of last September. If you check the Fed's data for the M2 money supply, it is now rising faster than ever. In the 6 weeks ending April 13, this money supply increased more than 8%, which is an annualized rate of more than 87%. Of course, the U.S. government and the Fed guarantee an even higher rate of increase for the rest of this year. How much food, clothing, and shelter do you think your dollars will buy a few months from now? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.